This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, January 27th. God's word for you today is pay attention. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 54 verse 17, and it says, "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment thou shalt condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." The first implication of light is vision. The second implication is evangelism. The third implication is rapid progress. The fourth implication of light is your light is both a source of his light and a reflection of his light. The fifth implication of light is no more darkness. Isaiah 60 verse 1 to 3 says, "Arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see. For the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance." If you receive it, say amen. Arise is an instruction. It is time for you to leave fear alone. Fear is darkness. No more darkness. Psalm 27 verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. So why should I be afraid? The Lord is my fortress, protecting me from danger. So why should I tremble?" Your light has come, and because of God's light, you need to square your shoulder and put a spring in your steps. Am I suggesting you should be arrogant? Not at all. I am telling you to be God confident. Why? The Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? Let the person step out and go blind. If you would pay close attention to God, you will never forget this year. Why? Because like that scripture says, darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. You need to know that when God says freedom, forces will arise to try and enforce captivity, but they will fail. Similarly, when God says light, forces will arise and try to enforce darkness, but light shines brighter when everywhere is dark. So while there is darkness, confusion, things are happening, and everyone is crying, calm down. Do not get confused. You calm down, dig deep, connect to your source, and shine. That is all you need to do. You have a source, and your source is not dependent on any other thing. Light is source dependent. Proverbs 13 verse 9 says, "The light of the righteous shines brightly, but the lamp of the wicked is snuffed out." The truth is that some strategic people in this world will not even see this decade. A lot of their lights will be put out, snuffed out, but your light will shine. Why? It is the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus that will make it so. All our righteousness is like filthy rags. It is his righteousness that clothes us, and that is what makes the difference. So, if you are reading this today, this is the year and this is the time for you to surrender to Jesus. It is time to come into the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus and step into his light. Let us pray. Father, I declare that you are my light and my salvation, my fortress protecting me from danger, so I will neither fear nor tremble in Jesus' name. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.